Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, we have Ned Fulmer joining us in the studio today. Hi, Ned. Thank you so much for being here.
A long-time caller, first-time listener. Thank you.
Wow, and also Keith Habersberger here. Thank you so much. You know, we've been following you for so long.
Yeah, thank you so much for following my journey.
Yeah. And Miles Bonsignore is here in the studio. Wow, what a treat to have you here.
I was hesitant to come on the show.
I get that.
But
especially following the controversies.
Yeah, and we can talk, you know, I'm comfortable talking about them.
So with the three of you here specifically, I thought that we should address the sex tape.
When we're making it?
We're in pre-production.
Yeah.
So I've actually been working on a pre-viz, like a storyboard.
Interesting.
A pre-viz.
A pre-viz.
Not to be confused with pre
Okay.
You could have said pre-jizz and it would have rhymed.
Oh, pre-jizz. No. Dang it.
Wow.
Well, welcome to the Jive. We're just joking. Ned's always on the show. This isn't his first time. And we're excited to be here today. We got some special guests coming in later.
We will be addressing the controversy.
We will be addressing
it. We're going to undress it too. And I'm excited to be here because it is fucking beautiful fucking day.
We've had a long day. Alex, get on in here. Yeah, we're looking for you.
Alex, come on in.
Alex, get on in here. Sit over there.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Now, Alex, we wanted to have you on because...
Now, Alexandria, we'd love to have
Zach,
you
if you just let me finish.
You were going...
If you could just let me finish. But Alexandria, we're so happy to have you on.
We're so stoked.
Did everyone just have a lot of coffee?
We're all fading.
Red Bull o'clock.
Yeah, we've recorded a lot of podcasts over the last 2 days.
Miles, if you'll let yourself finish, please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Alex, we were all in New York together. We had a wild trip. This was a while ago at this point, but we never got your wild weekend on the show. And we wanted to have you on to discuss your wild SNL weekend.
Possibly. As much as you're allowed to say.
NDA?
I didn't sign anything.
Hey, That's all right. Let's talk about it. Let's juice it out.
Smart.
Alexandria hung out for the weekend in New York, saw some friends, but our good buddy, Jared Popkin, friend of the show, he was hanging out. He's got the ties to SNL.
Yeah.
So you guys went to see the show.
Yeah. So Jared wasn't originally... So we went to New York from Sunday to Thursday for our work trip. And then I decided to stay the weekend because I had some friends in New York. So I was going to make a weekend out of it. And then during our work portion of the trip, Jared mentioned that his best friend, Chris Redd, is a longtime cast member on SNL. So
Which is just a very funny, casual thing that Hopkins and Chris Redd are...
Casually, it's my best friend.
Genuinely,
well, they've been friends for, a decade.
He was saying, it's not just friends. Yeah. Like, they were, like, the first roommates in Chicago when they lived...
They were roommates.
Like, as 22-year-olds.
And they were roommates.
Jared's current apartment is Chris's old apartment.
Yep. Oh, that's so funny.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Anyway. Or it was, not anymore, but it was.
Ah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jared wasn't originally planning on staying, and then he told me his best friend was a cast member, and like, he's never been to the show before, so I convinced him to stay the weekend with me to take me to SNL. And it was really fun. We saw
Selena
the show.
Gomez hosted?
Yes, Selena Gomez hosted. Post Malone was the musical guest. And it was really cool because...
Just curious, part of that made you gasp?
Post Malone.
He plays Magic the Gathering.
He plays Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, that's why.
Not if I were there at that party...
Because he plays a nerdy card game.
About a nerdy card game. Yeah. We could become friends.
Yeah, you probably could have. He stayed there forever. But it was cool because normally if you're like a guest of one of the cast members, you can watch a show from the green room, which we couldn't yet because of COVID. And so at first I was like, oh, we're just going to like watch from the studio audience. It'll still be fun, but like not as fancy. But because we were in the studio audience, that meant all of the guests were in the studio audience. So Eric Andre was there, Cara Delevingne,
what?
Sarah Hyland and her husband.
They were just chilling.
What are their connections to...
They were guests of cast members?
I guess so. Sure. I don't know who Eric Andre was friends with, but I'm sure he's friends with everyone.
I'm trying to think, is Eric Andre friends with Selena Gomez or is he friends with Post Malone? Or
no, he's probably friends with the cast.
Yeah.
Probably okay. friends with somebody.
Yeah. Cara Delevingne was friends with Selena Gomez.
Okay.
There was a football guy there and I can't remember his name, but Jared said he was a really big deal.
Mr. Football.
Mr. Football.
Mr. Football.
Oh, touchdown football James.
Touchdown yes, Tony.
Touchdown Tony.
Wait, was it touchdown Tony or touchdown James? Because they do not touchdown like James.
I'm sorry, he was a player from the 80s.
Yeah,
he's okay. old. I always get confused. Touchdown Tony. Anyhow, who was else it is there?
TJ Watt?
Maybe. Should we call Jared and find out?
Call him.
I don't think anyone in our audience cares. Mr. Football is fine.
Yeah, Mr. Football is
Mr. Great. Football is there. He didn't fit in the seats, which was very funny.
Hilarious.
Really funny. They're super old seats. And then the show was really cool. And like, I really understood how hosts after the episode say like, it goes by so fast. Like it was all a blur. Like it really is. It's an hour and a half on TV, but in between cuts, you see people running around and the studio is way smaller than you think it is. So they're very much like maneuvering all of the standing sets, like one after the other. So that was really cool to see.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
I've heard it's really small.
Do they do quick costume changes? Like, were you seeing them change wigs and makeup?
I wasn't seeing that, but there is a woman whose job it is to grab the host in between sketches and run them back. So they basically just like put the celebrity's hands on their back shoulders, race as fast as they can, but there isn't like a safe like path for them. Like the crew isn't like, oh, Selena Gomez is coming through, watch out. They're like avoiding jibs. They're trying not to get hit by cameras. Like everyone's
it's
just
like a video game.
All over.
Yeah. One every week it's different. So of course there's not, I mean, one new talent, but also they do different setups. Yeah. And so of course it's never the
same. So one person's job it is just this guy, they're really good at weaving through crowds.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could do that.
I could do that.
I'm really
that
good at
my job.
You could just pick up people and just race.
I could toss them. Yeah. I'd pick them up and toss them over the jib. Run over, catch them before they land.
So you were sitting right near the action. What stage were you in front of? Because don't you not...
There's one main stage. So watching it on TV, I figured like there's the main intro stage, the musical guest stage, and then there's like some other ones around the corner. Like you see it all.
Right.
And so I could see every sketch from where I was sitting, which is cool. Right. Mm-hmm. They did the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp one to start off with, which was kind of wild.
Yeah.
I bet.
Were you on TV at all? Were you like in the background when they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Post Malone?
No.
Nah, dang.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
I was just there.
I mean, you're
VIP,
you know.
Yeah.
You're trying
you watch the show, it ends, all the cast members come out, they're laughing, they're hugging. Mm-hmm. And then what?
And then they kick all the audience members out, all the cast members go away, and then Jared and I went downstairs to meet Chris in the lobby, which is cool. And we had to take like a special way out to avoid the paparazzi.
Wow.
He's a little tired and he didn't want to deal with them that night.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, I mean, that's us all the time.
Same. Yeah. I always have to get in my own car and drive myself places. Right. And I'm sure that's what he has to do.
They hang out outside our office.
Yeah.
That's why we have a back entrance. Yeah. That's right.
Don't tell people about them.
That part was really cool. We went downstairs and met Chris. He walked us over to the after party, which I guess is in a different location every week. And this week it was on the top floor of Saks Fifth Avenue.
That's super cool.
So there's a big fancy restaurant up there, which I think a lot of nice department stores have, but this one was huge.
I did not know that.
A lot of nice fancy stores.
You know, like you go to Nordstrom, there's like a little cafe to grab a sandwich, but this one was like a full top floor, 5-star restaurant.
Wow. I wonder if
IKEA could never.
I had never thought. I know that the SNL after parties are like legendary and it's a thing, but I'm wondering now if it's the host each week as a way to say thank you. Like, I wonder
pays
if Selena.
For it.
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. I wonder if Selena Gomez pays for this party.
That was the funny part. No.
The show has
so
to.
You think the show does?
Walking up, there was paparazzi walking into the building, like, oh, this is where all the photos come from. So that was kind of cool. And there's like a ton of people waiting out there every week just to see people walk into this after party. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun, like walking with Chris into the after party through all the paparazzi.
That's cool.
And then we get up there.
There's got to be a Getty photo of you somewhere.
That's true. Yeah, there's probably a write-up. It's like, and Cara Delevingne and food baby Alexandria Herring was there.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going for a lot. So we go up and then the host greets us and like, hey, do you guys want a table to sit down or do you just want to mingle? And Jared's like, yes, we need a table. So Chris is like, the man needs a table. So they seat us down. And there's prices on the menus, which was, I always assumed like the after party was just paid by the show. It's usually part of the budget, but like each table had their own bill, which I thought was interesting. So like you do have to pay for your own.
So nobody pays for it.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Well, I didn't pay, but like someone paid.
Someone.
But yeah, it was really cool. We sat down, we were, our table was in between Keenan's table and Post Malone's table. So we were in a great spot.
Holy pretty good star-studded weekend.
Yeah, so it was cool. Everyone was there, but everyone's mingling. It's kind of like if you're at a club and you're at a table, you're not really sitting there.
Yeah, it's just a home base.
Yeah, you're just using it for your stuff.
Yeah.
So we met Keenan. He was really nice. I was watching not Post Malone. I was watching Selena Gomez come in and like mingle. She was gorgeous, but I was too nervous to say hi because we just got there. I'm not just going to walk up to
her. Got to warm up first.
Yeah, have a few more drinks before you go and talk to Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Did you offer her any shots?
No, she doesn't seem like a shot girl, and I didn't want to push it.
Does our audience know that about Alexandria?
Oh,
I think they
she's very persuasive, especially when it comes to giving shots.
Just one.
The
just
entire one. Office.
Yeah.
Have you told them how many shots I made you take the first night in New York?
No, I haven't.
I don't know if we should say it. We could bleep it out.
We can bleep the number? It was a lot of shots.
I think it's okay if we know how many shots we ordered, but maybe not. Know how much each, how many people were drinking?
How many shots were ordered?
36.
Picture a shockingly few amount of people.
36.
And we ordered 36 shots. Like the two of us.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Can't find it on Getty. I tried. Was Lizzo at this party?
See some other ones?
No. That was karaoke night, the first night we went to New York.
Yep. This is Sunday night. We ended up at a karaoke bar where there were approximately 8 other people.
We turned up and we made friends too.
We sang the whole time. Yeah. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
You've told me that more about celebos.
Celebi.
So
fun,
okay. So we sat down, ordered a bunch of drinks, and we were just kind of like mingling with people watching. Paul Rudd was there and he wasn't at the show. So I was like, you just came to hang out, which is pretty cool.
That's celebrity.
So bar. Cool.
Yeah. So we were there for a while.
Is that just what you do in New York? If you're a celebrity, you're like, yeah, I think I'll go to the SNL after party.
Yeah, because those are your friends. Week. You're like, oh yeah, I'll meet you at the weekly party.
But also, what time does this party start?
Gotta be.
Two
in the morning.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because SNL starts at 11:30.
Yeah,
I mean, I was on LA time, so it was fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, no, you're doing well.
Wait, but hanging out with Paul Rudd at two in the morning.
Wow. Did you see the Please Don't Destroy guys? Probably the least famous people there, but my favorite people. They're the guys who do the digital shorts. They're like,
if you show me a picture,
the nerds.
One guy, like three, one guy has red hair.
Three nerdy guys, one has red hair.
I don't
anyway.
Think I met any redheads.
They're my favorite guys.
But yeah, we mingled and then we like walked around and Chris was like, oh, if you want to meet anyone, just like let me know, I'll introduce you. And so we wanted to meet Post Malone.
So of all the people there, he was your number one celebo?
Post Malone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, like it was cool because he was a guest. So like if I ever come back to this party again, not going to be there.
Yeah, right.
But also like,
and you're going to be there.
He also just seemed like the most approachable. Like,
I mean, obviously he plays Magic the Gathering. I know why Ned wants
so
to see
nice
him.
Hell yeah, and like brother. Was smiling at everyone. And like he had a table with his friends and there's some security guards around it, but it wasn't like you couldn't approach him. Like he was just hanging out with his friends. So we went up and like hung out with him for a little bit and started talking to him. He was talking about Magic the Gathering with some other people. I have nothing to add. I should have
prepped you with all of my bits.
That's baller though. That's
I think
so
even
cool.
if even if I had a bit, I wouldn't have been able to carry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He would have asked you a follow up question. You would have been like, eh.
Yeah, purple's great.
I don't know. I love the color purple.
Purple's great. Imagine being so cool that you can be a giant dork at a cool party and still be cool.
Yeah, he's
that's just my life, Zach.
That's so dope though.
He had a cocktail in front of him with like 20 Sour Patch Kids in it, like on toothpicks, like how you put an olive in a martini, but it was Sour Patch Kids. But throughout the night, he just kept adding to this. I don't know where the Sour Patch Kids were coming from.
20 individual toothpicks? Like you just grab
there'd be like a few kids on each pick.
Okay.
Kebabbed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Patch kebabs.
And he was just adding them to it, not eating them.
Yes, he's just like playing with it. Like, oh, you're home now. Put
he's
you in
cute.
Your glass.
Funny.
He's
cutie.
He's a collector, right? He's a collector of things.
Real quick, just for the image, were they the kids kebabbed through the midsection or through like top toe to head?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I butt to brain midsection. Or just through the belly?
Yeah, were they
skewered? They were not
like
human centipeded. They were through the belly.
Okay. So navel.
Navel.
He's not a monster.
Yeah.
So what did you guys talk about? Did you spend like a long time there?
Yeah, I was there for, I think I was probably there for the rest of the night, kind of just.
Was he the celebrity that you made the strongest connection with?
I think he'd remember me. No, I don't think he would. But he was really cool, and people were kind of chattering about what they wanted to do after the after party. And someone brought up strip clubs, which, like, is always a fun after party.
Is Jared Popkin also with you at this point?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Where's he? Where's Popkin going?
Well, when I first went up, security let me through, and they didn't let Jared through. So he was waiting behind a little.
Classic.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
But he came up eventually, and we were chilling.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But Post Malone was really nice. So people started talking about strip clubs, which I go to with my friends every now and then. It's a great after party when you want to keep going.
Yeah.
In every city, they're always open. So I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. We should go. And he turns to me. He's like, I'd love to take you, but I'm going to be in so much trouble because his girlfriend is pregnant and she was also in New York. So he had to be on his best behavior. And I was like, oh, that's a bummer. Like, you can't go for a little bit. He's like,
no. Alexander,
just one.
Your pregnant girlfriend. One shot. Yeah. And he was like, he said something like, I really wish I could take you, baby, but I'm going to get in so much trouble. It's like, okay. And then he pulls out. Okay, I brought it because it was in my work bag.
I think you got hit on by Post Malone.
A little bit.
He pulls out a wad of messages and he hands this to me and goes,
$2
bill. Make it rain for me. I'm like, okay. So I took it and I didn't end up going
to
the strip club.
People listening and not watching. Alexandria just took out $100 in $2 bills.
$200.
$200. That is a fat stack.
A hilarious type of bill to carry.
Why does he have that? How do you even get that?
Because it's classy.
He must have a guy, and like it's their job to make sure he's stacked with twos for his travel.
Yeah, it makes you. Differentiates you, right?
Do they still print twos?
No.
Yeah, these are from 2003. The early 2000s. This one's 2013, so that's not too far.
That's so funny. I'm sorry. He said, make it rain for me.
Uh-huh.
And he meant at that moment or at the strip club?
At the strip club. It was for later.
So then you took his $200 and said, no, I will keep this as a memento.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't end up going to the strip club, so I wasn't going to go alone to follow through with my promise. Like, I don't owe him that much.
You broke a promise to Post Malone.
Oh. I mean, I'll go eventually.
You should put
probably
that in a money clip.
For my birthday.
Oh, that's a good one.
You should
put that in a glass case.
Put this on the wall here. We should get a frame and put
it in your home or something.
I did have to use one of the bills because when I was flying back, I checked my bag at the curb and I didn't have any cash to tip. So I had to pull out a two.
So it's $198.
Yeah.
Can you make it rain a little bit for us right here?
We have to clean it all up.
Make it rain on Keith.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Look at that.
Very nice.
Check it out.
Honestly,
on YouTube.
It is pretty cool.
That felt pretty good.
That was really good.
Cool. And you know, each one of them is twice as much as a normal bill. What everyone
else
is.
You feel like you earned it?
Tipping.
Yeah. I will say that the Jefferson who's on here looks like he's a little disappointed in you.
Yeah, like, he does look a little mad.
He's like, a little sour.
He knows what you're doing with this.
He definitely knows, like, oh, you didn't get me for real. You got me as a joke.
Is tipping $2 at a strip club a known thing, or is that a Post Malone thing?
I think it's a Post Malone thing.
See, I have heard actually about people who do twos because they look like 20s.
Well, that's mean.
It is mean.
Oh.
Wait, what?
At first glance, you see a two, and the most bills that have a two on it are a $20 bill. So it makes people pay attention to you more because they think they're, when they see them at a glance, they think you're throwing 20s.
I believe that Post has a pure heart.
I'm not saying, I'm not accusing anyone of anything. I'm just saying that is something I have heard of.
You slander that sandwich.
Already people should pay more attention because they're
a $2
literally bill. Twice as much as whatever the standard would be.
It seems just like a funny, nerdy thing. Like, you know what's cooler than making it rain singles? Making it rain doubles.
Yeah.
It's also like, knew you weren't allowed to go to the strip club. Why did you bring these
That's a great
just
point.
To have
let's,
them?
Let's dive into that.
He always has. He's
if
always
he's not
ready.
Allowed to go to the strip club, why does he have a thick stack of twos?
Maybe it's just a safety net, just in case.
In case he's got to go.
Well, look.
In case there's an emergency and he has to go.
Sure, you make it rain at the strip club, but you never know when you're going to need to make it rain. And honestly, shame on all of you for not being more prepared.
That's
you're
true.
Right. You're right.
Which is why we, exactly, which is why we need an app.
We need an
any
app.
Moment, no, bring it cash twos. Can come
to
you.
This. We've done this episode.
Not this again.
Cash. Only for strippers and only for drugs. There's no other use for it.
For two,
that's a huge market.
A money club. Strippers and drugs.
You got me.
He got you. So he gives you this cash. And then was that the night or did it continue from there?
No, we were just kind of like mingling from there. I think I was still there for a couple more hours after that
couple
point.
Holy
hours.
Shit.
Yeah,
how long were you there?
I stayed till like 5.
Oh my
God. And he was still going.
Yeah. Post.
Yeah, I got to
that's
like chat
epic.
With Paul Rudd for a minute.
So everybody was talking about
you talked
how
to Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
About what?
Well, here's the thing. Jared was like, oh, we're going to go back to Chris Red's house for like a nightcap, grab some cocktails. And he was in the opposite direction of where I was staying. I was I don't feel like it. Right. And
you're
so like, I was like, I'll stay.
I think I'll stay here at the really
for a little bit
cool
longer.
SNL after party.
Yeah, so I talked to Paul Rudd for a little bit.
About what?
I don't know. We were both a little toasty, but like we had a great little chat.
I expect you were pretty toasty. I would have been pretty toasty. Also, here's the thing.
I was not that toasty for Alex because I was like, I have to have my wits about me. I'm
you said though
people.
That Post Malone gave you this and then because you were talking about where to go next, but then neither of you left. So he just gave you $200 and then watched you still there until 5.
Yep.
Hilarious.
For Post though, it's nothing.
Nothing. I know.
He could afford the $200.
I'm not saying he couldn't afford it. I just know that he just knows you're carrying around $200 and you didn't go to the strip club.
Yeah. He doesn't know that I didn't go afterwards.
That's true. At 5:30 in the morning.
Strip club. He was still going when I left.
Apparently, he buys hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of magic cards.
That's
so
funny.
He's got like black lotuses around his living room.
Yeah, this is pocket change.
Yeah, if I was Post Malone and had my hobbies now, all I do is buy dorky shit.
Of course. So how many synthesizers? Paul Rudd was toasty.
Paul Rudd is toasty. I chatted with
that's the most exciting one.
Colin
me.
Jost for a minute.
Who
is
he
much
like?
Better looking in person than he is on TV.
Okay.
Interesting review.
I mean, also,
was Scarlett
Johansson
there?
Important context for this party is that this is like people fall in love at this party. Colin Jost, Scarlett Johansson fell in love.
Right.
Pete Davidson, Kim K, Emma Stone met her husband on SNL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a writer.
Like
yeah.
It's a very director. Safe, a very safe space for the celebos.
I mean,
right?
I know you're taken, but you could have fell in love with Post Malone.
Or Paul Rudd.
That's right.
That's true.
Or Paul Rudd.
Man, I love
or Colin
Jost.
I love Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, man. He's so great.
When you talk to a Colin Jost, is he like, the people there, they're like, who are you? What are you doing here?
No, for the most part, like, everyone there who wasn't a cast member or a host, like, was a close friend of them.
Sure.
So it wasn't like, oh, you know someone who's like a set dresser on the show so you can get to the after party. It was
very
like,
tight guest list.
Yeah, it was not the whole crew. It was like cast and friends. And so there was a couple girls who I was like, oh, you snuck in here to like find a husband. Mm. And they were doing what they were doing. And yep. I respected that. But for the most part, it was.
Game respect.
Yeah. Respect yeah. Also. No, it's definitely a tight knit group. I mean, when I was on SNL as a 12-year-old child,
oh, yeah,
I was,
that's
not,
right.
I was not invited. So, or actually I was, and I
wait,
was like,
so
no, bet
Jared and Chris leave. And then yeah. what's your like approach to like, how do you kind of just walk up and start talking to Paul Rudd?
I just walked up and started talking.
Yeah. Wow.
What was your opening line? What's up?
Yeah,
I have no idea. Just like, I think I was just like, hi, I'm Alex.
Oh, that's baller. That's baller.
That's a good way in. Then he's like, wait, do I know this person?
I guess I'm
supposed to know
hi,
this
I'm
person.
Alex.
I'm Alex Harris.
Maybe we were food on baby. A movie one time together.
Oh, you ate a lot of seafood once, right?
But yeah, I've never walked up to anyone and was like, hey, I'm a big fan. Like,
sure. Of course
blah, blah,
not.
Blah.
Yeah,
just like, hey, I'm Alexandria. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
We just chit chat.
It's fucking baller.
Baller as hell.
So cool.
Yeah, if you're Paul Rudd,
I would have out your back pocket.
I would have crumbled if I were there. I would have been shaking with terror.
Yeah. Oh, I love people, so just thriving.
Yeah,
it's a good challenge.
I would have had a good time.
Yeah, you would have. Yeah, if you're Paul Rudd, you're not ever being like, nice to meet you. I feel like it's always nice to see you.
It's right. Just what's up.
I mean, I don't even say nice to meet you anymore.
Yeah, you're too famous.
No, it's not that I'm famous. It's that I'm worried that I'm going
to
upset someone.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. And if they're like, we've never met, I go, oh, cool. Nice to meet you.
Cara Delevingne?
A monster. No, I'm just kidding. But she was a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah.
Oh,
seems like she's on a bit of a bender.
She's indoors? A little unhinged lately. Yeah, so she refused to wear a mask during the taping.
Like, yikes.
Was running around unmasked. She immediately caught my eye when we were walking in, not because I recognize her, but she was just kind of like, walking in haphazardly, and I was like, who is this person?
Wow.
Kind of like, I don't know, kind of unhinged.
Yeah.
And so she's walking around without a mask during the show. I was like, no one's going to say no to her because she's Cara Delevingne. And
she was in Valerian. You don't say no to her.
She was
incredible. Superstar of Valerian. And then at the after party, it was a completely indoor after party, and she was smoking a lit cigarette the whole night.
Wow.
And like walking around mingling. I was like, this is weird.
That's so weird.
It's not the 80s. It's not a steakhouse. Like, you don't just walk around with a cigarette.
That's
I haven't seen someone have a lit cigarette inside in quite some time.
Yeah, that's
like
unhinged.
Not since I was like in Las Vegas in the 90s.
Yeah, when you're in Vegas and you're walking through the casino that lets them do that, and you're like, this is disgusting.
This is crazy.
Even now, people still do it, and you're like, oh, you're gross.
It's disgusting.
Sucking inside. Yeah, wow.
Pump in oxygen to counteract it.
Yeah, it's gross.
What are the freaking exciting as any other celebo sightings?
Yeah, that's a wild week. And
you know, I've met Keenan. Did he mention me?
Oh yeah, Keith is on the show.
He did not, but I didn't introduce myself as Alex of the Try Guys.
I work with Keith.
I don't know if he would have known the Try Guys.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh yeah, the
day. Oh, I'm Alex. I work with the Try Guys, of which one member is on Lou Burger.
I am
in
of
which
Keith.
Lou Burger was on that show where you were high the whole time.
You were
and
high
just catching a paycheck.
As a judge.
Yeah, I think probably just walking up being like, hi, I'm Alexandria. Probably more of a better move.
When I was doing that show, it was funny because Keenan, I think it was like, it didn't make the airing, but he was like, you're really good. People are going to know you. And I'm like,
well, I do some stuff.
I'm known.
I'm like, a little bit of stuff.
Thank you, Keenan. I appreciate the compliment.
You know,
people do know me.
I will say the only person I met there that I didn't love was in someone's entourage. I won't say that person.
Oh, please.
But
fair. Hey, that's fair.
Okay.
You don't want to not be able to go back.
That's right.
But they were next to me and they were really obnoxious. And I was like, you're clearly, this entourage is like, it's all they had going for them. Uh-huh. They didn't seem like actual good friends of this person. Just like people who latch on and they're yes people. And
oh,
within the entourage, was this the Johnny Drama?
Or the turtle?
Yeah. The E?
Right.
I'd say worse than that group. Like, it's not like they all had a position. They were just
you
like,
you can't get worse.
I really like
than the entourage crew.
I don't like this one girl was like adjusting her dress the whole time I was next to them, and I saw her boobs several times, and it was not the kind of party where like boobs were out. I'm also not like super judgy where I'm like, oh, you're loud, I don't like you. They were just immediately like, you're not being your real self right now. Mm. And one of them came up, grabbed my hand, and jammed a phone, and it was like, take a picture of us.
What?
And I got so like turned off. I just gave the phone to Jared. I was like, you take this picture. I'm mad. I'm not taking the picture.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And Jared's like, all right.
Okay, all right, no problem.
They treated you like an assistant, and then you treated Jared like you're
I asked, please. Yeah. Said,
very, please. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice about it.
I'm pissed. I mean, I don't know about you, to make Keith, Jared bring me there.
But like, all those years in Chicago, SNL is like the thing, for, especially for Chicago performers where nobody has any jobs, but that every year you're just running off of the hope of like, Lauren Michaels is in the audience tonight. There's SNL scouts in the building. It's always like an annual thing.
I definitely...
They always hire some people from Chicago.
Yeah, I had a... There was a time in my life where I was like, maybe that'll happen for me.
Yeah.
And then I started doing digital media stuff. And then the more and more I did, I'm like, now it's not probably going to happen. But maybe I could work my way to hosting an episode once. I think that's my only like hope left.
That's the way
Everyone
to go.
Who's on the show seems exhausted. It's so much work. Out.
Right now, taking a job as a cast member on SNL would be like a step down career-wise for us.
Yeah.
But it's hosting, that's like a step up.
Yeah, I haven't done anything to get there.
Oh, well, I
just mean physically. Like, it's so
it's
taxing and draining. Because they do this party. They're out till 5 a.m.
And then they start writing the whole next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're sleeping on couches. I mean, like, it just...
A friend of mine's a writer, and he just had a newborn.
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
I don't know how he's surviving. He's, like, got a newborn baby, and he's a writer on SNL.
That's so much.
I doubt he was at the party.
Well, I was just going to say, I was chatting with a different writer who I don't think is this friend, but went to Yale with you.
Oh, and Will Stevens.
Yeah, he was so great. And he said he's been doing this for 7 seasons. So he started like when Trump was first running.
Whoa.
And I was like, that must have been crazy. And I was like, are you exhausted? And he said, yes.
Oh,
he might do another season.
7 years of that show. Years, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, Keenan's exhausted been on when we for do what? 14 seasons?
I know, Jesus.
100 years. Keenan's been on forever.
So cool.
But he's probably just in the mindset. Like, he just has been doing it for so long.
I mean, Keenan has been doing all that since he was a child.
Yeah,
so he's literally been...
Going.
The longest sketch comedian.
Yeah.
Like, who's on TV doing sketch comedy, I think, of all time at this point.
Most successful sketch comedian.
Unbelievable. I mean,
that's crazy.
You gotta respect that then they're at the after party. I mean, that's gotta... You have this whole exhausting
week. He is
week,
incredibly
And then
nice.
You still, like, have the energy to just... celebrate like you're not gonna do it again all next week.
I would go every time.
I will say,
if I was on the show, I'd go every time.
All of the male cast members were at the after party. I didn't meet one female cast member at the after party.
Oh, interesting.
It honestly feels like
they're all trying to marry
to me
Kim Kardashian.
Dangerous?
What? Dangerous?
Oh, I just think people like, are going
just
to hook up.
Temptation. Like, if I were a cast member, I'd be like, I'm gonna go to this super fucking dope party and do drugs.
Of course, every week. Of course.
That's just so exhausting.
You burn yourself quick.
And sure, there's like an exclusive experience at those parties.
But how do you say no?
How would you say no?
It's crazy because you told us this, and it's now like a life dream that I didn't even know I had. Mm. And now I'm like, oh, well, this is...
I'm a little bit jealous because I'm like very good friends with Popkin.
You've never been.
Apparently not as good as me.
Yeah. I don't think that's the case.
You didn't get invited to stay the weekend.
Well, she invited him to stay the weekend.
That's true.
Her, Alex was already staying the weekend.
The easy thing is that I'm just going to like invite Jared to do something in New York and
time it around the weekend. Yeah.
Well, my next goal is to go to a season finale after party because I heard those are even more
Isn't
wild.
That this week?
Yeah. Should we go back? Tomorrow? We go back.
Let's fly now.
Yeah.
I can't go.
You'll make the next one.
Why not?
I got a wedding, Alex Lewis's wedding. I got to be in it.
We'll let you know how it is.
We'll get a PJ.
We'll let you know.
I can't. It's the wrong direction in time travel.
I don't want to go to a season finale one. I want to go to like, because I feel like then like there's going to be like all of these people. I want to go to a tamer one where I can kind of.
Yeah. I want to go to just.
Yeah.
A cool host.
No,
one.
I'll go to season finale. You know, the more, the merrier.
Because then everyone has been so exhausted and they're like, now I'm letting loose. So everyone goes crazy.
It's not like, there's Paul Rudd. He's the one person that everyone's trying to talk to.
It's a good point.
Everyone's Paul Rudd there, baby.
Yeah, think about it. Like, we see each other socially throughout the year, but once we have a holiday party and we're like, it's the end of the year. We did it, guys. Everyone blacks out.
Yeah, that's true.
True. And we had our holiday party this weekend. Yeah. I would say you arguably had
a better one.
Wild holiday party.
Like, you missed the holiday party for this. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, it makes more
sense.
I did
miss the holiday party, but I kind of reasoned that we're having another one in 6 months. So I'll
that is a good point.
One.
Our holiday party was delayed by 6 months. So
I go to SNL again, then Bye, guys.
Yeah, I would choose Paul Rudd over.
Yeah,
me.
I think
it was strange seeing all the Santa outfits in May.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was really fun.
It was a really fun holiday party.
I still got to FaceTime you guys. We took a shot over FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a text from Desiree saying, "We're doing shots, bitch. Answer your phone."
Oh man, yeah, we did shot. Yeah, I did not want
to
do a shot.
You've conditioned Desiree to follow in your footsteps.
I didn't do a shot this time. My body was really recovering from.
I'm still recovering from New York last week. I'm exhausted still.
I'm almost certain I had E. coli going into New York.
Yeah, Keith and Becky kept being like, "We have E. coli."
Why? Because we had eaten some spinach, and 3 days our guts were just in horrible shape, and we're like that.
I'm sure the 36 shots didn't help.
So that was after.
I don't think anything.
That's what I'm saying is that yes. Then all I did was drink and consume poison for a week.
God. Also, what we were eating was like the richest, like octopus, chicken, like incredible. I know.
And then
cheese
like
on cheese.
26 slices of pizza.
Yeah.
And then I had Momofuku noodle bar, which was delicious, but very rich.
Yeah, very rich.
Then flew back. Then we had a holiday party where I actually was very tame. I did not drink that much at all.
Yeah, I kept it chill.
Because I was like, I'm dying.
Except for the we were going out like every night. Ecstasy snorted off my ass.
Except for the ecstasy that I snorted off Zach's ass.
Ooh.
So when we went to sleep no more, was your stomach just crazy?
Yeah, remember when we went to sleep no more, we went to dinner before and I had a single beer that day with dinner. And I was like, that's as much alcohol as I can have.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm dead. And my stomach wasn't bad during that. But remember, I did have to run across to the pizzeria nearby before we got in line to poop.
Yeah. We were getting in line. Keith's like, I have to poop right now.
Right now.
See you in a little bit.
I have to poop right now. I'll be back.
Wow.
Yeah, I always had something wrong with my stomach, and then all I did was basically to beat the menus and binge drink. So it wasn't good for my stomach.
Yeah, that's
tough. I will say Sleep No More was not for me.
Yeah, well,
how was that experience for you?
I loved it deeply, but I know
it's
your style.
I was pretty excited for it, and then I realized every person that I had heard, like everyone up until this point had been telling me Sleep No More is amazing, it's incredible, you have to go. And then I realized when I got there, every one of those people were theater people, and I'm not a theater person. And so once
you only heard the superlatives, not the specifics.
Yeah, like no one actually told me what it was about. They just said you're running around. It's like a interactive
it's hard
show
to tell you what it's about.
Yeah. And like you lose people and it's crazy and like, okay, this sounds wild and weird. And then the day of the show, everyone's like, so it's kind of a spooky haunted house. I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't what I signed up for.
I said it's kind of spooky. I never said it was
were
like a haunted house.
Were you scared in it? Or was it spooky?
It's
like
a little spooky.
It was not unsettled.
It's not scary.
It's atmospheric spooky.
It's spooky. No.
There's a room with a coffin in it. And
But no one pops out of the coffin and goes, boogity boogity.
I don't know that.
Yaggity baggity boo.
If you don't know what to expect,
for sure.
And you are thinking maybe there's jump scares, you would be really kind of spooked.
Yeah. Which the jump scares turned out to be the people who were on staff there who are there in case you need help, but they are dressed in all black and hide in the shadows.
Yeah.
So I would realize like someone's next to me and it would startle me.
Yeah.
But there's also a room full of candy and you're allowed to take the candy.
What no kidding.
I saw people taking that, and I was like, "How old is that candy?"
They refill it because you can take it.
You should have told me about that.
One of the first times I went, I was there, and one of the cast members, part of the scene they did was they gave me a piece of candy.
Wow!
And then when they left, I took another.
There was one point we were on the top floor, and it's a spooky maze of sticks.
Yeah.
And then I found Keith.
I get trapped
there
a lot.
And like, we didn't say anything, but I was like, a friend. And so I just stood near Keith for a while, and we followed this like haunted nurse through a maze.
Uh-huh.
And then followed her into like this 1800s surgical room.
Uh-huh.
And and then she just
that room's a little creepy.
Like possessed in there and was having a little solo exorcism.
By that time, I wasn't even with you.
Yeah, I backed out of there once she started like flipping around on the table.
I left before that because I'm like, I know where this is going. I've seen this before. See ya. I'm always looking for stuff I haven't seen. And I always find like a good amount of stuff that I haven't seen. Love that show. So fun. Best thing in New York.
No, Zach, you said you had an update.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, update. What's your update? What's
up? And Alexandria, you're welcome. I don't know if you have real work you have to do, or but you're welcome to chill for the rest of this.
Sure.
Okay. Throw the money on the couch. Why not stay?
Zach, we're at work.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's right, baby.
Now, longtime Tripod listeners will know all the way back in the beginning of this show, I made a promise about Venmo. We're going back to the Venmo days
where I had
people come to me and request Venmo, and I would pay them, you know, penny here, 5 cents here.
Yeah.
Now, I just got tagged on Instagram. Joanna said, 3 years later, I am a keeper of my word. thank you for the 1 cent at Corn Diddy. And I'm like, what's this about? So I go back in. This is from July 15th, 2019. She said, my UNI always bullies me for more money. If you give me 1 cent, I'll thank you on my graduation.
My uni.
My uni.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like UNI was a school. You're right. My uni. Yeah, it's her school. You're 100% right. And this is a photo of her. She just graduated from college from NYU, and she customized her graduation cap, and it says, thank you for the 1 cent, Zach.
Whoa.
Wow, that's so, so nice. Cool.
So you guys thought that I was giving away this Venmo money for nothing.
Turns out.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah. I bought this.
You were planting seeds all around the world.
I bought a billboard.
You inspired the children.
Fucking dope. So shout out to Joanna. Thank you for making me part of your graduation.
We love you, Joanna.
Love you, JoJo.
Love you big time, baby.
Love you big time, baby.
Love you big time, baby. Can we drill into that?
Love you big time, comma, baby.
Oh, I'm the weirdo now.
Love you big time.
Love you big time, baby.
Baby. I don't think he's calling her a big time baby.
No,
I think
it's love you big time, comma, baby.
Love you.
Is it something that you
time,
say?
Baby.
Love you big
it's
time.
It's like love you lots.
Like, yeah, love you big time.
Love
baby.
You big time.
Big time, baby.
Yeah.
I love you big time.
You're a big time baby.
I love you big.
Big
time baby.
Big time baby.
I'm love a time baby.
Time. I'm a tomball.
I'm a time baby.
This is horrifying.
What time is it?
Time baby. What time is it?
Time baby time.
Oh,
when I cry, we go back in time.
Oh my God.
Oh, the baby never ages.
Time baby.
Because it just keeps sending you back in time to when it was a baby.
Yep.
Time baby. This is horrifying. Yeah.
That's scary.
Whoa, but watch out this year for the big time baby.
That's right.
Big time baby.
Well,
so when I hear you guys yelling from the podcast studio,
this is kind of
the course.
It often feels like we're just doing this for each other.
Yeah.
It doesn't really feel like it comes out. But it does.
I was saying earlier that, like, if you guys were being murdered in here, I would have had an eye, and I probably wouldn't come to check on you because I was here.
Now's your opportunity for the perfect crime.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I could kill you all now.
That's right.
No one can hear you scream except for the listeners.
If you could sneak out, like, a back door, it'd probably be better because you are going to have to walk through the office.
There's vents in here.
There's no windows, though.
Oh, yeah, it's also being recorded.
But also, like, I mean, at your schedule, I could just say they're recording 5 more podcasts today.
Oh, yeah.
No one bother them.
That's true.
I forget sometimes this is a windowless room, but it is.
Yeah, no one can hear you scream.
That's right.
Except
yeah,
the listeners.
I want to put a. But what if we put a fake window where it's just like one of those things with drapes and there's light coming from behind it? So it seems.
Oh, they have those on Disney cruises.
Yeah,
so on the inside cabin, so you don't go crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Fake window. Well, that's too late smart. For Miles.
I'm insane. Yeah.
I've only ever stayed on the inner room on the cruises when we had our old BuzzFeed Carnival cruise jobs, and they're awful because you'll have like crazy. Not turbulence. What's it called on a boat?
Sea movement.
Sea movement.
Waves.
Sea movement, but like you don't know when it's ocean. Coming. You don't know what the weather is, and so you're just in this box being jumbled for a long time.
It sounds horrible. I feel like I'd throw up.
Yeah, I did throw up a lot.
They gave me as the talent the nicest room they had, which was still like very small.
The one you had to share with Nick Jonas.
That's right.
You were in a room with Nick Jonas?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I think we like alternated or something.
Yeah, I was like, don't say yeah. Don't say yeah.
This is the weird part of that cruise. Like Nick Jonas was doing a summer series on Carnival Cruises. And so they brought him on the cruise to do a show that we got to see.
Must have been a real low point for him.
Yeah, the theater was half full.
Directly led to him being like, all right, Jonas Brothers, time for a comeback.
And they wanted him to do a promo in one of the nice rooms. And Ned had a nicer room than Nick, so they borrowed the room for the afternoon.
That's right. They borrowed it to film in there, but I was sleeping in there.
Nick you Jonas. Were sleeping in there when they filmed it?
No, I mean that was
I'm
like
just going to take a nap.
That was my nightly.
You guys can roll in that corner. I'm just going to catch some Z's.
You and your friend Eric got like the honeymoon suite.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was cool because the whole crew got to go to the show because no one was buying tickets because the general cruise age is not 22 years old.
Yeah.
And no one on our crew like cared about Nick Jonas, but I was psyched. And so I sang along to every song. It's a great night for me.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah,
we were like 3 rows back because no one was there.
Yeah, pretty That's empty.
Fun.
And then the meet and greet afterwards, his eyes were Dead. Soulless.
That's a lot of people.
He flew out from Aruba once we got there. He didn't stay for the whole cruise.
Yeah, performing on a cruise ship is supposed to be like early in your career.
And Nick is,
right.
He's been famous since he was 10 or whatever. Yeah.
It was SNL, and then it was cruise ship jobs in Chicago. Or SNL, Second City Main Stage, and then cruise ship jobs.
Just below
like,
that.
Wow.
Yeah. Any of those
someday
were good.
I might get to work on a cruise
on a
for
boat,
3 months.
Say. Say, you going on a boat?
A ship, actually.
Oh, really? I always heard boat.
No, they get mad at you if you say boat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's ship. A ship.
I'm why like, did they
oh,
get
I've
mad?
Already fucked up my audition.
Hilarious. I never talked to them. I just talked to people who were like, I'm going on a boat. Like, yeah. Oh, fuck, you got on a tour. That's awesome.
That's why it's weird that they make a big deal about it, because everyone just says boat.
Yeah, everyone says boat.
I heard
apparently it's a rough job.
You get drunk. Yeah. You drink a lot, I think.
You drink a lot.
Yeah. Drink a lot, but you don't have to pay for your life.
No.
That's,
but you're trapped.
No rent.
You're trapped.
There's a lot of party cruises now, which is crazy, because I don't think I'd want to party for 3 days on a like boat. A wobbly boat.
I
pop into our Patreon Discord from time to time, and they were joking about us starting a tri-cruise, and I'm like, that's, I can't think of something I'd like to do less. Oh. It's just miserable.
I will say cruises when you're 9, perfect vacation.
Fun.
Probably. That's the perfect age.
When
perfect
all food vacation. Is good food.
Yeah.
It's buffets.
Unlimited
pools,
chicken tenders.
Water slides. Arcades.
And like, it kind of like boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your parents aren't worried about you getting kidnapped, so you can run
you
away.
You can't.
Exactly.
You can't. It's all there. Unless you fall overboard, which you probably won't.
Hopefully.
It's simulated freedom.
Yeah. I felt free as a child, because I was like, all right, I'm going to the kids like club thing, which is like there was always like people there and they had activities. You just show up and be like, hey, what are you guys doing? It's like, we're playing video games right now. I'm like, sick.
It was a teen club.
Yeah.
I remember those being really awkward.
Miles is riveted by this story.
No.
I'll go for the teen club.
There was a teen club in my town, too. And
is
I was
this
like,
Webby award-winning podcast not good enough for you, Miles?
God damn it, Miles.
You're the producer.
I recorded 5 podcasts over the last, like, 2 days.
If it's really boring, Ryan, Miles.
Yeah. You're not. The after pods. You didn't do the after pods.
I did all of the after pods.
Well, then we did the same amount of shit.
Yeah.
But I'm very tired.
If you're bored, it's because of you.
I'm not bored.
You're the producer.
But Miles has to listen to all of these all over again when he edits.
That's what a treat. That's
he
a
can
treat.
Yawn later.
Precious.
That's true.
So, Alexandria, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. What do you have any plans? What are you doing for your birthday?
I'm going to sushi tonight and then partying this weekend. I'll let you guys know what the plans are. I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
Maybe a table somewhere bills. Trying to figure it out.
Yes, let me know if I need to reserve 3 days to recover.
Yes.
Well, goddamn, Alexandria. Turns what out you're more interesting weekend. Than us.
I thought you were going to say you're more interesting than I thought.
it was certainly for you a freaking weekend. But not everybody gets to have as great a weekend. But maybe they could if they had a little more guidance, a little more advice.
You know, I had a grapefruit in my salad today. Thanks, ooh. Miles.
Wow. Well, this is advice that'll go for Miles. With Miles. Bon signor.
Alex, you can't hear it. No. If there's headphones near, you can use those.
Well, I got a little piece of advice. Think you're gonna love it. My name is Miles, and I'm here to say every single motherfucking day. Spend your cash on shit that you love. Tan it down the skies from above. I am sitting around here doing the best shit that I know how to do. And you are my friends, and I will tell you what I think today, 'cause it's advice that'll go for Miles.
Yeah.
I have a question.
That is so funny.
Is that
acapella.
Is that your same song every week, or do you just ad lib every week?
No, it's the same theme song.
We
every
sort of
week.
Evolve.
It depends. I have a track that I play sometimes, then I sometimes just play randoms. I had never heard that song before. What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
Woo! It was really fun to listen to that headphones off.
That was so funny.
Yeah, I recorded it without the track.
I'm sure it's terrifying. No. Whew. Just hit a wall. Now.
Oh, you just hit a wall?
Make it rain. Make it rain on him.
None of that's on camera.
Make it rain. rain on your friends.
Make it rain.
Not bad advice.
Now we got to pick up 100 bills. Yeah.
Well, everybody, do you want to be somebody that... Sorry.
this is a wild episode.
Have you ever wanted to be sleek?
Yeah.
Like a ninja in a condom?
Okay. What does that imply?
Have you ever wanted to be fast? Slicing through space and time?
Like a ninja in a condom?
Like a ninja in a condom.
No.
Put a $20 bill in the back of your phone case.
Huh?
That's the only bill that you need to have.
A single 20.
A single 20, Ned. Put a $20 bill in the back of your phone case.
So you have money.
Don't even bring your wallet. If you die, they're not going to know who you are.
I love this advice.
I think just like fucking leave the wallet at home, weirdo. And that's freaking out about the wallet.
Oh, so you're putting.
I'm freaking.
You don't carry a wallet?
No.
I generally do freak out about a single 20. That barely gets you a burrito these days,
hey,
Miles.
Apple!
Hey,
pay.
Hey, this is advice time.
That's right.
Learn something.
Yeah. And you know what I normally do in advice time?
You go to the bathroom.
I pick it apart. Yeah, if I'm not in the bathroom, I pick it apart piece by piece.
Well, see, it's my thing is if you're going to the freaking store or you're just going to like a place that's close by, generally you're going to be able to use the phone pay unless you're doing something weird. And then which case...
Like the strip club.
$20 bill in the back of the phone case. The license, I guess you can also put in the back of your phone case. But I do a thing where... I don't even know where my phone is. I just gagged. But just put a little bill in there, and it's like done, and you just have to have one cube instead of two cubes.
Well, we've talked about the sleek wallet, right?
Sleeker the wallet, so the better the juice.
I'm a sleek wallet boy. Mm. I don't want cash on me ever, but there are occasionally times. And so I love the idea of a little emergency 20 in my phone.
Check this out. This is all I've got going on. Whammy!
I love that.
And if I didn't have my wallet, I'd be like pretty good for 90% of situations.
I think this is the best advice you've given.
Only in Los Angeles, though, because in New York, a lot of places don't take cards, which is fucking weird.
Then why wouldn't you carry a card instead of cash?
Well, you can do both.
And I'm just carrying a wallet.
You can fit.
Well, yeah, but all in one cube. Like, you know, my point is you don't need a bunch of shit in your pocket because then it's going to stick out and it's going to make your, like, look, you got a big square dick on your thigh.
We don't like the square dick.
When I left WeHo, when Becky was still partying on the holiday party, I was like, I'm too tired. I was like, she gave her ID back and I gave her a credit card and she just put it in her phone case.
Yeah, there you go.
Because she, you know, didn't have a purse with her.
Basically. Easy McSqueezy.
It's a great thing.
Easy. It's just,
I just think you need at least $60.
No.
Yes. If you're going to need cash, $20 is going to evaporate like that.
But the point is...
That's not even two drinks.
Throw a hundo in there.
The point is...
Uh-huh. You have a card for drinks, you have 20 for street dogs.
Yeah, what bar are you going to that's cash only in Los Angeles?
The point is
if I need the cash, I want to have the cash. Otherwise, don't bother bringing cash.
The point is, if you would care to learn something for once in your ding-dang life...
Oh, he's up on his high horse.
Getting tense in
here. I'm actually sitting on my advice chair. Thank you.
Yeah.
The point is that as someone who doesn't bring cash ever, you really don't need cash in most of your activities in life.
Yeah.
We're in a post-cash existence. But occasionally, you're like, oh, this sandwich is cash only. Or like, oh, this one thing. So having a little bonus 20 allows you to just have a little backup.
You know, I did just realize something that is a critical error in my... This has nothing to do with almost anything, but because there's a Eugene cutout behind me, the autofocus on this camera keeps going
on him the entire time.
For a lot of it. I just was like, why is there a square around? Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's the face.
So you've been out of focus.
No. Only right now it's me, but it just every once in a while it's been ducking back to Eugene.
That means that it must be grabbing the camera somehow. Maybe it's haunted. Maybe it's moving a fraction.
Yeah. But I agree to Jack. What's your name? Jack?
I think keeping $100 in your phone case is what you want if it's an emergency cash.
Yeah.
But then you're gonna have so much change and it won't fit in your phone case.
Well, usually you don't
but it's an emergency.
Need to use it.
I mean, not everyone's fucking high roller like this scumbag.
This guy's a scumbag right here.
You can get I think
$1-$2 bill is fine.
$2 bill. I think $100 is a good if you're thinking about emergency cash.
I have $40 in my wallet right now, and I feel risky. It feels like I'm running low.
I only have $20, and I don't like it.
See, I haven't used. I'd rather have $100.
I'm never using cash on almost anything.
Me neither. Although I
do like to have emergency cash though, because what if you're like. Go to the strip club. I need some drugs.
You send an emergency cash. That's right.
What am I buying drugs at the strip club?
Then you need cash.
It's always more expensive.
The ATM and the thing. Yeah.
Does $40 fit in my phone case?
Absolutely.
Very easily.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Although you can see, Mark.
Yeah, you're a target.
He's got a clear phone case. You can see the cash.
Yeah, no one's going to want that phone without the $20.
Yeah. It says, you know, if you steal it in WeHo, it's like you get an extra $40.
It's a bonus.
Damn.
That's a bonus. We were talking about how people get their phones stolen in WeHo all the time.
Well, shit, guys.
Yeah. That's a pretty good episode, I think.
Pretty damn good.
I think it was pretty good. Alexandria, thanks for coming on. Thanks for telling the stories of your fun times.
Thanks, Alex.
Miles, I'm sorry to hear that we bored you repeatedly.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I'm used to it.
Oh, you know what's funny, too?
I'm tired of your attitude.
On Saturday when I was going to SNL, I texted my best friend. I was like, hey, I'm going to this cool thing. I'm going to get to hang out with all these celebrities. And she's like, oh, that's cool. I randomly made out with G-Eazy today. I was like, oh.
She made out with G-Eazy?
Uh-huh.
Ew.
We should. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Gross.
That's also, wild.
I want to see if he's in a relationship.
Today?
I don't know. Like,
during the day?
Is that a day party? Is that Buffalo?
Oh, okay.
I think I know who you're talking
about. A day party makes more sense. I was like you were at this.
Miles knows.
Yeah,
you ran into someone at a restaurant and just made out with them? It was like daytime makeouts are kind of rare.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
Not at the bungalow.
She's cooler than all of us combined.
Well, according to Us Weekly, G-Eazy's relationship with Ashley Benson is back on. So, Ashley, if you're listening, get your man in check.
Ashley's a big listener.
Come get your man.
Get your man in check and maybe take him out to the trash, if you know
what I'm
saying.
They're still dating? They've been dating for like 4 years.
Well, they're back as of January 2022.
Well, that's been
on
a bit.
Again, off again.
Keith, hit us with the official Tripod theme song.
Oh, if I were to meet a famous person during the day, I'd plant a big old kiss on their mouth and call my friend Alexandria. Alexandria, I'm having fun too. You're not the only one having fun. I promise I'm happy with my Saturday night. Yours is not that better than mine. It's the tripod.
Until next time. Stay beautiful.